Yeah, Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 The Zone, hour number two. Woo! That's what Jimbo Fisher said today. He said, woo! But Nick Saban, yikes. So you heard Nick Saban. You heard Saban in Lucas's update, or you heard Jimbo Fisher, rather, the response to Nick Saban, who had been an event in Birmingham and essentially said, well, we were second in recruiting last year because, you know, A&M was first. They bought the whole class. They bought all their players.
Through the NIL.
Through the NIL, of course. Right. Yeah, right, because nobody ever just bought players ever under the table.
Oh, Nicky.
And we were having some discussion. So wherever you go today, you're going to hear from Jimbo Fisher. We played the whole, it's probably 3 or 4 minutes. We don't have time to play it in this segment. We can come back and play it in the next segment. But he made it personal. So Nick Saban's like, yeah, A&M, they bought their players. Of course, this is via NIL. They bought their class. We were second. Somebody's going to have to come up with some regulations for this. You know, we need what's the word that he said? We need parity or whatever. However he said that. But so our Zone TV chat has just been fantastic today because Tennessee fans are like, darn right. You know, this NIL is going to layer, it's going to level the playing field. And Alabama fans are mad at Jimbo. And then people are mad at Nick Saban. This has just been a fantastic discussion in the Zone TV chat. As it is, if you work somewhere and everybody's talking and you're around the coffee pot or the water cooler or whatever, this is the wildest press conference I've ever. This was right up there almost with like when John Chaney tried to fight John Calipari in the press conference where he went in and challenged him to a fight. This wasn't quite that because they weren't in the same room. They will be soon. But just to have a guy come on and say the things that Jimbo said about Nick Saban, it wasn't just, we're not cheating. He said that. We're doing things the right way. He said that. You know, we're not going anywhere. He said that. But he also said a lot of personal stuff about Nick Saban too. You know, when you think you're God and well, let's look into God's business and see. I mean, he spared nothing.
Yeah. He felt like he was, you know, lying and cheating. He said, that is not something I stand for.
Yep.
Nobody's going to call me that. That's not how I was raised. So it became very personal to him. So if you got any takes on it, I'm interested. What side are you on here? Are you on the Nick Saban side? I'm kind of conflicted. Are you on the, you know, Jimbo Fisher's side of it? I want to say, I think Jimbo Fisher was right. But at the same time, his response to your point, you know, is probably the most, craziest press conference you've ever seen. I just think his reaction, some of the words and kind of conflicting with, you know, I love conflict. And he would like, I would go to blows. I would do anything if you want to have a battle over, you know, be us talking. I'm open to anything right now.
I don't back down.
Yeah, he was all in. I'm like, whoa, man, hold on. I mean, he didn't have to go. He probably needed 24-hour rule to really relax.
Cool down.
Yeah, because I don't know how much, you would know this better than anybody, Mickey, when you've been the right-hand man of somebody that's a head coach, when they want to get on air, especially at this level where they're making all this money and have a press conference, how do you, like, kind of will them back down to like, maybe this is not a good out, like right now, let's like wait another day. And then he's going to be like, all right, hopefully he'll just forget about it. Because he's not going to forget about it because those guys hold grudges. They never forget.
They don't forget.
Yeah, they never forget. So how would you have handled this or what would you have suggested that he do? I think you probably have some really good ideas.
I would have. And if you're new to the show, I was an associate athletic director as part of my many previous work lives. And these were the type of things when we had to release a statement or do we not? They always had me in a room because I've been in the media. Then, you know, that's my background. You know, how do we need to say this? Sometimes it would get so involved and be like, let's send it to legal counsel and let them look at this. This isn't that. Well, I say that. I mean,
well, it may become.
I mean, it may become almost, that based on what they said about each other. Based on what they said about each other. So you have to win the trust of the AD or the coach or whoever it is that's wanting to make the statement. And in this case, well, we all know this. Who's the most powerful person in every state, especially where there's only big-time college football? It's Nick Saban. It's the college football coach, right? He makes more money than anybody. He's the most powerful guy. So ultimately, it's the athletic director. It's the media relations guy. And then it's somebody like me who maybe wasn't the media relations guy, but somebody who had worked to earn the coach's trust. And this is what I was telling you earlier when we started the show was Jimbo had to like go down the hall to administration, metaphorically, wherever down the hall is at Texas A&M. I've never been.
I think he called him that night.
And he said,
this is jumping off.
Give me a news. I want a microphone and I want a microphone and a room tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And the AD probably said, we can't do it today. We got to give everybody time to get here. Okay. What's the earliest you can do it? 10? Okay. At 10 o'clock, I want a room. I want a microphone. And then whatever else you want to do, you can do. But I'm talking at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I don't need anybody to introduce me. I'm just going to walk up there and I got stuff to say. I would have said, hey, I'm going to come down and see you right now. Let me come see you. Let me come see you. I know, coach. I'm pissed off too. I'm pissed. That's why I want to come see you. I want to talk about this. And I go down there and I talk to him. And I'd say, I know you got a lot of stuff you want to say. You start talking. Let me write this down. Let's come up with something. Let's say it. Let's release a statement. No, I want people to see my face. Because if you're Jimbo Fisher, they call me a cheater. They call my program a cheater. They say Texas A&M cheaters. I want him to see my face and our fans and our players and our recruits. I got you. Let's come up with something, how you're going to say it. Let's tape it and put it out. Video statement. But I don't want to just send you in there as mad as you are right now, fresh off this. I don't want...
Obviously, somebody did not say that.
Nope.
Because he was lit.
Well, like you said earlier, that man makes like $9 million. He was like, give me a bleeping microphone now.
Yeah.
I'm saying what I'm saying. I would have tried to get cooler heads to prevail. And I get it. He makes more money. He's more powerful. He'll probably outlast me. But I would have said, coach, let's try to come up with a constructive way to say this. I know, but that SOB said, I know. Let's don't go to that level. Let's be above that. Let's get our message out, but not in a way that you're going to regret. I know, coach, but I have to answer to the trustees. I got to answer to the chancellor. We got to answer to a lot of people up the line. Let's come up with a way to say this where we're very concise. We make a concise strike on this. But you don't just go in there pissed off with a microphone in your hand. That's what I would have done. Now, he may have told me, get out. Get me my microphone. But right, I would have tried.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the only thing. I mean, so, you know, what side are you on? I mean, you're on the Saban side who mild-mannered tried to cut the legs off of A&M. And if you want to, Jackson State trying to get his point across really about the NCAA and how they need to get some regulations. I thought he was a little loose with the lips and shouldn't have brought people in.
Right.
Then people going to construe it as though they are cheating. And so, and then, you know, Jimbo, man, how upset he was with his message, parts of his message. I didn't want him to go that way, but I get it. And, I don't know what side are you on a side on this? I want to say I disagree with Saban even doing it because he knows what's going to happen. And then I didn't even like the response by Jimbo. As much as he was defending himself and he was all right, it was coming off way too aggressive. And it was like, man, I thought if Saban was there, he might have thrown his bottle of water at him. Like, I thought, if he was there, that's what would happen. He kept drinking, and then he was cutting off the guys talking to him, and then he still had to get the last word in before they even, it was like, whoa.
I'll say this.
Hey, man, it was coming from a good place, but he was definitely upset.
Oh, gosh, he was mad. As an administrator, the one thing they both said in their own way that I agree with is, as an administrator, this thing needs some guardrails. Like, just tell me what the rules are so we can all play by the same rules.
Right,
just,
and that's where Saban's been saying this the whole time.
He's been saying it for a while.
Because he said, we're not supposed to be using for people coming in.
Right.
It's supposed to be for the current players who are already on the team.
Yep.
So, and so now he's gotten to his last straw, and so he dug a ditch and went
after Jimbo Fisher. Why did he do that? He just kneecapped him. And then Jimbo was like, he said, what?
Yeah, and then he was like, well, he could just say whatever he wants to say.
Yep.
When we put out some of his stuff behind his closet, what he doing over there? It became real personal. It's exciting for us in the business we do.
That's the greatest. Sure. It's May the 19th, and we got all the stuff to talk about. By the way, phone lines, we got two open lines. Yeah, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from you. Matt, Ken, Rick, Trent, if you're on the line, hold straight to you when we come back. Your reactions to this, to name, image, and likeness, to everything that's gone on today, and what a day it's been. It's Blaine and Mickey. It's 104.5 The Zone.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Zone. The Zone. That's this station. Has your chance to bring me the horizon at Nashville Municipal. The beautiful Nashville Municipal. I love going to shows there. Auditorium. That is Wednesday, September 28th. Coming up. Register to win a pair right now at 1045thezone.com. Go see them. You want to weigh in? Phone lines are open. I know a couple of our callers dropped, but you want to talk about NIL stuff, Jimbo, Saban? I mean, are you a fan of another program? Do you like watching these two dudes fight? Do you care about any kind of NIL guardrails? Jimbo said today, after he finished nuking Nick Saban, government needs to get involved. Y'all want the government to get involved? Is that what you want?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they got nothing to do, right? They're trying to handle some business.
Come on, man. Really? That means leadership is not getting it done. That's why I ask him that. Whether you're talking about the NCAA Council, the commissioners, all of them, of the Power Five for sure, and just the actual commissioner who's trying to get out the door and still get paid in the next year or two, right? He's retiring.
Mark Emmert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody involved is nobody stepping up to the plate and wants to show us, nope, not me. You make a decision. Nope, you make a decision. Man, come on.
Let's go to the Mark Spain Real Estate.
I make some decisions, whether they're right or wrong.
Right or wrong. My dad used to say so. My dad used to say, do something, even if it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Just do something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how I was coached. Hey, man, you don't know what to do? Just keep going. Do not hesitate and stop. What are you going to do? It's a live game. What are you doing, man? You can't think about it. Nope, just keep going. You never know. You may run into something good.
Right. Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline.
That's what my wife said.
It's open. Okay. Matt
Burt
in Nashville will lead us off in this segment. Matt, thanks for holding through the break, man. How you doing?
You don't know what to do. Just keep going.
Hey, Matt, you're on the air, buddy.
Oh, yeah, Matt. Man, hey, good. I was good hearing myself, man. The delay was awesome.
Here, let's put him on hold. Matt's going to hear himself called on in just a second. Matt, hold. When you hear this message, we'll get back to you. Yes. Let's get Trent in Hendersonville. What's up, Trent?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You know, I think I fall on the side of Saban here. You know, the old adage that you were taught when you were a kid, the more you talk about something, the more you make yourself look guilty. And in Saban's piece, I never heard him call Jimbo a cheater. I know Jimbo's taking advantage of the rules the way they are right now and how he sets his team up, but did I miss something with Saban calling him a cheater, or are those words that Jimbo's putting in Saban's mouth for him?
No, he actually said through NIL at the end of that. No, he never did say that. But it was implied.
Yeah,
though.
When you say
definitely implied, but
players,
he did not say it. He did
bought
not.
Players is an old school implied way of saying it.
Yeah, but he did not say it. He said through the NIL.
Yeah, I guess that's me. You know, when I was taught, don't implicate yourself for things that you haven't done. So maybe Jimbo needs some coaching himself from somebody in the PR area to tell him, hey, maybe we shouldn't implicate ourselves for things that we haven't done if we're not guilty for them.
Well, Trent,
I like that. I really do. That's like when someone makes up a lie about you and then you address it with them when you knew it wasn't true. You don't even address it. So that's what he's saying. Well, I like that.
There were a lot of times in a room where I said, we don't need to say anything or put out anything. This is going to die tomorrow when
but
the next thing comes out.
Coaches
are
built
news,
that
like,
way. They're built to control every narrative about their program, their school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know where that comes from? Because they're fixing everything else with their program as far as like on a play.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll fix this. Do this. And then we do this. This is how you do it. Because they think they're the fixers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you want to call in and have an opinion, you want to take a side, 737-1045 The Zone. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of callers here. Let's see.
Let's see. Let's get Matt in Nashville up next. Matt. By the way, Vibe Runner said, ask each caller what team they rep. So, Matt, appreciate the phone call. Good point. What team do you rep and what you got to say?
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish, sir.
Ooh, okay. That's it's Blaine's neck of the woods up there in
Indiana.
We
are the Irish.
We hope the SEC cannibalizes itself.
I bet they do. I bet.
Ooh, man.
Back to this getting paid. I had a friend that was a linebacker at Memphis State in the mid-70s. He tore his ACL and couldn't play. He was a starter. A local car dealership had a deal where they would fly him to Detroit. He would drive a Cadillac back with his leg stretched out on the seat, pull it in there, and get $1,000 for delivering a car.
Oh, wow.
And that was considered a job because he couldn't play. And so all this stuff has been going on forever. Uh-huh. They covered up better than Watergate. And I don't know, brothers. It's going to be a wild, wild ride. Oh, can I throw one last thing, please, sir?
Sure.
Go ahead.
You know, the Vols have a new saying for their football team. Notre Dame has win one for the Gipper. Tennessee has one now. It says win one for the Ball Slipper.
The Ball Slipper? Oh.
Bert gives it a thumbs down.
Gives it a thumbs down. We gotta have music to doom doom to doom.
I feel like Lucas would have a response to that being a Vols grad.
Yeah. Where is Lucas there?
He had to step out for a second. You guys are stuck with me.
Lucas abandoned us for Bert.
Oh,
we're
man.
We're like just two children left in a parking lot. Bert adopted us.
We just starting a two-minute warning. He left. Oh, his hamstring is tight. See? Nope, I can't play with that dude. Can't play with him.
Let's get JT. That's our old friend JT. It says JT in Lebanon, though. JT.
This is Tinkle?
What you got, JT?
Tinkle.
I don't know nothing about no Tinkle.
our old friend JT, the producer, Jordan Tinkle. Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I thought it was JT.
But anyway.
My bad, bro.
Yeah, this whole thing you're talking about getting Converse involved. I mean, Doug Matthews and Tony Barnhart every Saturday have been talking about this for months. It's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they opened it up to be the wild, wild west to begin with, and then they're going to try to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah, and it's JT, thanks for the call. Yeah, what's crazy is if you had just said along the way, yeah, you can sign your autograph for money. You could do autograph shows. If people want you to sign a picture, go sign it. Or, yeah, there was a kicker a few years ago who made YouTube videos and was making money. I think he was from South Florida. Do you remember that? He was a starting kicker on the team, and he was a YouTuber. He was making YouTube videos.
Yeah, he couldn't do it anymore.
And they said, you can't do that anymore. Yeah. And he goes, I'm never going to make the pros, but I make money doing this. So he picked YouTube over college football.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just hadn't done stuff like that, because there was a lid totally on it, unless you were just going to go, get your $100 handshake or your $10,000 handshake or your free car that nobody was going to know about, wink, wink, or whatever. But you had to do everything under the table if you were going to do that kind of stuff. If they had just remotely changed with the times, just even slightly, we wouldn't be here. But the NCAA, and as a caller just said, JT, so wait a second. You do nothing, nothing, nothing. Then you literally just say, do anything you want.
Well, they said not for the recruits, though.
Right.
They said for your current players.
Right.
And that's where the rubber meets the road with Saban.
And that's the thing that he keeps talking about. Mm-hmm. But we got into this last week with John Bryce, and he joined us again today kind of for all the latest stuff. What was the quote from, of all places, Mike Bray? We had a caller as a Notre Dame fan. He's like, they're not going to do anything. That was a Division I NCAA basketball coach who everybody knows. He said, people are just going to do whatever they want. They're not going to. How could they enforce anything? They're not going to. I mean, you talk about all of the toothpaste out of the tube. You go from rules restricting anything. At one point, it was how many meals a guy could eat. It was stuff like that. A girl on the track team or volleyball couldn't get a ride to the gym from a coach if it was a regular ride. This is a true thing. If it was a regular arranged ride, it was against the rule. If it was an occasional unarranged ride, then it was okay. That's literally the type of thing we were dealing with.
Yeah, that's when the rules were back in my day, too.
Because I gave DeMario Davis a ride to practice one day.
Somebody gave me a ride.
Well, sure.
I'd be like, what, man, please. I was going to walk. I was limping. I was injured.
I gave DeMario Davis, of all people, a ride to practice one day. And I'm like,
all the way to New Orleans?
No. All in Arkansas. Literally across two parking lots. And I'm like, Super D, come on, man, get in. I'll take you over there the rest of the way. You don't need to be walking. And so he gets in a truck, which he barely fit in my Tacoma. It was so funny.
The same Tacoma you got, right?
I mean, yeah, of course. Oh. I mean, that was like a family member. So he gets in there. He barely fits. We drive across campus, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And he looked at me and goes, since we didn't arrange it, it's okay. Like, he knew.
Oh.
It's okay since we didn't
arrange it. He knew over you.
Yeah. Well, I knew it once I thought about it, but I'm like, okay, we didn't plan this. But that's literally what we were talking about.
Oh, that's so silly.
And now it's like, you know, Bryce Young's $1 million athlete. Nico Iamaliava's multi-millions. What's, you know, supposedly he's going to get. And,
But one is proven and one's not.
That is very true.
Yeah, and that's where, and actually I agree with that philosophy because so many players from high school don't end up playing at all, let alone panning out. So, I mean, man, I think you should go with the proven product. I think the boosters are going to figure that out. Or if not, they're going to be forcing the hand of the coach. Like, hey, man, you want me to keep giving you money? Where's Nico?
You've said this all along. Like, okay, you're going to pay some guy, freshman, from wherever he's from, and he goes to a big school, and he makes $1 million, and they're paying some dude making nothing who gets like a free donut when he scores a touchdown, and he's a better player. Boosters are going to start calling the coach. $1 million guy needs to play. Uh-huh. Call the AD. I'm paying this dude $1 million. Y'all don't even put him on the field. Something needs to change.
Yeah. That's my new commodity there.
That's my guy.
I got all my buddies in town. They come to watch him.
He's supposed to score a touchdown and like pull up his shirt. And he's got my logo on his undershirt. That's what's supposed to, how's anybody going to see it if you won't let him score a touchdown?
He'd had it shaved in his hair.
It's on his wristbands, but he needs to hold them up to the camera. He can't do that if he's on the bench. The camera never shines on him. So do you think eventually we get to what the NFL did, which the rule was what the Sam Bradford rule, where he got just tens of millions as a rookie. He was like the third, whatever it was. He was one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. And at that point,
one of the highest paid players.
At that point, the collective bargaining agreement for the league, the veterans basically said like, okay, this can't be the way it is. The unproven guys continue
upside down.
Flip it. So now there's a salary cap pool for the rookies.
I think they've been listening to me. I've been saying that for years.
Well, 100% director of content for the NFL, Blaine Bishop, got that done.
That's why I was never the head of nothing over there, because I'd be like, this doesn't make any sense. I always used to use this. How does a rookie come in and make more than the living legend Bruce Matthews?
Yeah.
How is that? That makes no sense. Guys who are proven in this league, none.
And for younger people who don't realize it, used to get like $80 million contracts coming in. What was it that Sam Bradford's contract? Do you remember?
No, I don't want to tend to remember. It was somewhere like that, though.
It was like $80 million. And he was just a drafted rookie quarterback.
Which was the rules at the time.
It was perfectly legal at the time.
So this is what's going on with back to the NTA. That's kind of what they're doing now. And they're going with guys who are unproven. And then all of a sudden, then the boosters are going to turn this around. Then people are going to start following the rule. The NCAA is saying that this rule was already in place. And Nick Saban's saying, well, nobody else is following that rule. We are. And so that's why we're not getting the number one recruiting class. Because everybody else is going outside of that and paying players through the NIL. And that's how he should have presented. He should not put A&M or any other.
Don't put anybody's name on it.
Yeah, he don't put nobody's name in. I guess because he wasn't getting any traction on what he said a couple months ago. So now
he said the same thing.
Right. Yeah. I gotta take this a little further.
You could at least just say, like you said earlier, we were second and we didn't, you know, and we're doing it the right way. And we were second. Then people are going to go, oh, who was first? Oh, okay. But you didn't say their name. Mm-mm. It was $78 million was his contract. Sam Bradford. So we were right. We were right on it.
Yeah, my sciatica just twitched.
What if part of these guardrails are there's a cap on what a freshman could get? Do you think it come to that? Maybe. I mean, NFL did it. I know it's a different deal.
Ooh, I don't know.
The NCAA says no freshman could get more than X amount of NIL dollars.
Yeah, I would say I would put it because the quarterback, $100,000. Just throw it out there. If it's some five-star, top five player in the country, and he's unproven, guess what? You lost 100 grand. Not a million, 2 million. I mean, come on, man. This guy still has to develop. He has to grow his body. There's certain things. He may not be out there for 2 years.
Think of the pressure for the kid, too, if he gets there and he's not good. And he's right.
And he flops.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They flop sometimes.
Mentally, he'd be done.
Leo in Franklin.
Leo
wants to weigh in on Jimbo and Saban Fest. What's going on, Leo?
First of all, thanks for getting me in. I've got two thoughts.
Okay.
The first one is, I don't know why this isn't the best theater ever. People buy WrestleMania and Bash at the Beach and all of that, and they know it's fake, and they still pay a ton of money. So if you've got real-life animosity on the highest level in the biggest football conference in college football, I think it's great, and I think there's going to be things that are said and regretted and all that, but both of those guys are paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason, just like players are paid a lot of money, you've got to control your thoughts and kind of comb through what you're going to say. And if they want to spout off, all the better for the rest of us. Let the good times roll. I get it. If you're an A&M fan or an Alabama fan, you may not like that. But, I mean, let the chips fall where they may. I think it's great drama. My second thought is this. With all the money floating around with NIL, and the truth is it's really mostly the elite teams. It's that thin air right. of mm-hmm. you know, Michigan's and Alabama's and all that. If you were a middle-of-the-road team, so let's say you're South Carolina, no offense to South Carolina folks, or Kentucky in football, would you be almost better served to not do anything with NIL?
Yep.
Because the elite program, you're going to have so many kids with so much money, but it will still come down to, I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting whatever I'm getting, and I'm sitting the bench. Then they're going to want to hit the transfer portal because they're going to want to go somewhere yep. and play. And then you have places like Kentucky and South Carolina and Mississippi State and Iowa, you pick the middle of the road teams and they're going to go, come on over. We got a place for a starter. I sort of wonder if that's going to be a strategy that some of these not elite schools start to explore. I don't know. I'll get off and listen to your comments. You guys do a great job. I love your show.
Thank Appreciate you, Leo. That's a good, lot of energy in the phone call. He needs to call more often.
Well thought out there, man. What do you think?
I do think there are plenty of coaches and programs who are not pinning everything they do on that. But I'm sure there's kids at Kentucky and South Carolina and all these schools that he named. They're getting 50, 100, 80. There's some guys.
Watch this. They were already getting that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh. So they're just like.
Hey, man, I know for sure in basketball.
We just go. Yeah. We're just coaching them up over here. You want to come and play? Start? We got NIL. Yeah, horse racing money up here.
But to his point, he's saying they wouldn't go to the school just because of right. that. Some big deal.
But right. you get that dude who's like, no, you can sit at this other school and not play and make money. Or these other coaches are like, or you could come here and start. And we got a little cashola too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're not hanging our whole... We're not on TV griping about this stuff. We're just playing ball over here.
Well, you know, my big point about this whole NIL is when the backup quarterback gets more money than the starting running back or the running back doesn't get any money at all. So that's where, to me, you got to think about it's going to start being the same dynamics like in an NFL or a pro locker room. You're worrying about, well, why that guy get money and I'm not getting money, or I'm the offensive line and you're not getting taken care of and the quarterback is getting all the dough and all everything everybody's talking about is the quarterback. So I think people going to say it won't. Money is evil. It will divide everything. Yes, when people start looking around in the locker room, it will divide them, guaranteed.
Money is evil. You learned it here.
Yeah, money is evil. It will divide you. If you think you should be making, just wait till the backup quarterback is making more money than the starting running back. Or, and the running back's not getting any money. Let's say that's starting money.
It's like, wait a second. I'm getting beat up every Saturday. I'm getting nothing.
And I'm the dude.
This dude doesn't even play?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got one more segment to play. There is Preds news, by the way. There's Preds coaching news.
Got drowned out today.
There's all kinds of stuff. We'll give you Preds update next. You will want to hear it.
I got an extension.
Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 The Zone. We had a call earlier who was said, win one for the skipper. It's been determined on Blaine and Mickey Twitter. They were talking about Ron Slay's first pitch last night, which skipped and rolled to the plate. Sorry about that.
He skipped it, Bert. Did you see it? I have not seen it.
I heard J. Martin Ramon say it would have been a nice pitch in cricket.
Oh.
Yeah. It came in kind of rolling ground level.
I am thoroughly disappointed, man. When you got a big bark...
You got to back that up. You got to have a big bite.
He got a big bark, man. He loud, and he did it all on the basketball court. But, that baseball is a different animal, man. I threw mine right across the plate there. What somebody said? What was worse? His throw, Ron Slay's throw that dribbled to the rooster, or my singing of the,
oh my gosh.
Take it back to the fucking game.
He dribbled it to
the
rooster.
What was worse?
Sounds like a euphemism.
I thought that was hilarious because I definitely, was horrible.
Let's, John Hines gets a new 2-year deal. He and his staff. That's the Preds news from today.
Yeah. That
58% winning percentage, has never won a playoff series in New Jersey or Nashville.
I really don't understand that move, in that he had just one more year left that they could pick up an option.
Just an option.
Let's see where we go here.
Maybe pick up the option.
Yeah, pick up the option. And maybe if things are going well early, you kind of give him an extension, during the season or something. Yeah, I guess, 2-year deal. So he's got 2 more years from here. It seems like they're going in the right direction with a younger team. But I still on notice. I feel like Hines didn't do a bad job. I would feel like Pollo, to me, more so some of his moves are very questionable. Had some good ones, but I think they're in the situation now because he didn't want to let go really about 2 years ago of some players, and he needed to mix with young, players with some veteran players after they made a nice little run.
Boyle said he needed to give him a better team, says he has money, spend
money.
Whose
fault is that, though? See?
Poyle.
So you said it. He said it.
He said it.
Yeah.
Poyle said there's no succession plan for him to step down. He was asked about that. Also said the Preds are still working on a deal with Forsberg. So that's just some of the things that were said, making notes. We got 2 more phone calls. Let's try to squeeze these in. Robert in Clarksville and then Rick in Nashville on the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Blaine Mickey. I really love your show, and I want to give kudos to that.
Thank you.
And I hope I explain this correct as it speaks to this NIL thing, because what I'd like to see happen is those that get money on this NIL have to pay for their tuition. They don't get free tuition and that kind of scholarship and NIL money. They got to pay their college tuition, and maybe it counts against the scholarship. It's kind of like you've got money up front on a pro deal, and then you've got money that's not there and let you go to school, and then you're getting a free education. I think I explained that.
So you're saying some guy goes to Tennessee and he gets a $200,000 NIL deal, then Tennessee would say, okay, $200,000 worth of scholarship money you're not going to get from us. Your NIL is going to pay for that. Is that what you're saying? Right. Is that it?
Yeah, basically, whatever the tuition is for UT, because you're getting NIL money, you're not getting free tuition, but it counts against your scholarship. It's not worked out, but I mean, it's kind of that idea of you're getting money like a pro gets money that is guaranteed and money that's not guaranteed. You're going to get the college education if you go there. And then that way, universities that have, their tuition is really high, I think that can balance it out.
Robert, thanks for the phone call.
Let's just use Nico. All the rumors out there, okay, you got an NIL deal of $1 million. But you're not going to get a free scholarship here. You're going to actually pay for it with your $1 million that you got from your NIL deal. I think that's what I heard from the guy.
That's what he's saying, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, simplest way to say
that
it.
That definitely is not going to happen.
Never.
I to some point, I do agree with that. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
But I get what you're saying. Like, okay, then that should ease the burden of the school. Well, the school has already agreed to the burden, and they're not going to unagree to the finances of that. All right, one more. Rick. Rick, we got a minute.
I like the idea, though.
Question for Blaine. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, brothers. Real quick, 2 things. Y'all need more hours than 2, okay? I've been following y'all since 51. That's number one. Number 2, Blaine.
Yeah.
And Mickey, but mainly Blaine. Why the heck you in politics? Break this crap out. You got more sense than your little finger, common sense, than all of them anywhere. In Nashville, Washington, anywhere.
I'm all about Senator Blaine Bishop.
I don't know, man.
Bishop somebody, for Congress.
Somebody told me that a long time ago.
The hitman.
Oh, man. I don't know if that ever would be on my on the hitman's list to do, man. I don't know if that would work out too
start
well.
Start putting that campaign together. Get some donations. Man.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I would know who my right-hand man is.
Bert.
That man, Bert. Because he don't make any emotional movements at all.
He's taking Lucas's job in there. Lucas is even gone today.
Nah, you know, Bert. Mickey, it's always my right-hand man.
All right, I got to put your campaign together right now.
You got to make that happen, Kat.
Our campaign for today has ended. It's time for 3HL next. Dang. I'm sure they'll get deeper into the weeds on all this.
Yeah, and yes, Slay did not throw a strike.
In the meantime, in between time, peace!